Scholar athlete turns 25. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It was 25 years ago. I was sitting in the basement of our little starter house in Lansing with two boxes full of paper, the first batch of applications for a scholarship the MHSAA was offering with one of its first corporate sponsors. As I counted the number and it mounted over 250 entries, kids with 3.5 grade point averages, multiple sport and activities participation, great letters of recommendation, and an essay on the importance of educational athletics, I thought to myself what a daunting task the panel of judges would have before them to narrow this mountain of paper down to the top two. Well, narrow it down they did, and the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award has now been presented by Farm Bureau Insurance every year since then, and has gone beyond honoring those first six students to over 2,000 applications and 32 students being honored each year, proportionately from classes A, B, C, D in the membership, and a couple of at-large scholarships designated for minority candidates. So as the Scholar Athlete Award, which has presented over $500,000 in scholarships to help young people in their college studies, enters its 25th year in 2013-14, the MHSAA is doing some Where Are They Now features on its second half webpage to see where those promising young fresh faces have taken their lives. The very first recipients of the Scholar Athlete Award were Jennifer Bissell of Vestaburg High School and Scott Kaiser of Unionville Sebring. When applying for the award, Bissell talked of studying broadcasting and public relations. Today, she's Dr. Jennifer Forrest, an orthopedic surgeon in Durango, Colorado. Kaiser stayed on his declared path in secondary education and today is a teacher and coach at Bay City Western High School. Another second half article focuses on a winner from 20 years ago, Karen Kanuja of East Lansing, who had an interest in medicine coming out of high school and is now Dr. Karen Taylor, the medical director of the Supportive Care Medicine Clinic at Spectrum Hospital's Lemon Holton Cancer Pavilion in Grand Rapids. There's more articles to come, so follow the second half in MHSAA to find out how some great kids became great adults and how they credit their high school athletic experiences with helping them in the greatest game of all, the game of life. I say all this because November is the application time for the Scholar Athlete Award. If you're a senior with a 3.5 GPA and have earned at least one varsity letter in an MHSAA tournament sport and are enrolled at a member school, you're eligible. And we'd like to encourage all schools to nominate students for this award. The average number of schools every year seems to be around 400 out of 760, so a lot of schools are missing out on a great opportunity. Get with your school administrators to see if they plan to participate in the program, and if they need more information, point them to the MHSAA website. This year's scholarship recipients will be honored at the MHSAA Boys Basketball Finals in March, and we remind you to keep visiting the second half on the MHSAA website to read about past scholarship recipients who truly paint the picture of what high school sports are all about, preparing tomorrow's leaders. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.